This is the 919 Beer Podcast, part of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. Now, here are your hosts for the 919 Beer Podcast, Joe Ovius, Adam Eshbaugh, and Wayne Holt.
It's the 919 Beer Podcast. Joe Ovius from 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh, North Carolina. Adam Eshbaugh and Wayne Holt from 919 Beer. And we're just going to go say hello to Kelly Gillum, sales with Raleigh Brewing. Hi, Kelly.
Hey.
We're just going to bring you in now because I know Wayne has a lot to talk about because Wayne has finally decided to grace us with his presence.
Wayne's been back for a little while.
Wayne's been on. I didn't know you get PTO from the beer.
Well, you know, what had happened was... my contract was up for renewal, and the collective bargaining agreement here with Capital Broadcasting and myself.
Wayne was locking out before it was cool.
Well, I decided just to go ahead and walk.
Yeah, all right.
They made me an offer that I couldn't refuse, so I'm back. I took a little time.
You got some Lincoln Riley money? Is that...
Well,
got some Brian Kelly money.
I'm not gonna lie to you. If I got Lincoln Riley money, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, you wouldn't be here. You'd be fine.
In fact,
I'd be asking for $20.
I've always said if I win the lottery, I'm giving all my posse enough money where they don't have to work anymore, so we can all hang out.
Okay, fair enough.
Y'all should hope for me to win the lottery because I'm taking care of everybody.
All right, start playing.
All right, I'm making note of that now.
Absolutely.
Yep. It's actually recorded. So
Kelly,
I'm
note
a part
to self:
of that too.
Become Wayne's posse.
Yeah, I think I'm part of Wayne's posse.
Because I mean, I could think it would be fun to. Just hang out and play golf and go fishing and, I don't know, hiking and, you know, listen to Joe on the radio.
Just living your best life. Living your best life. Yeah, I think it's funny.
Listen to Joe on the radio because we're going to be all playing. No, Joe, you're in my posse. I try.
With Thanksgiving and everything else, everybody's been, this is our first, well, real quick housekeeping notes. Shout out to the House of Hops for sponsoring the 919 Beer Podcast. We've appreciated their sponsorship all year long. If you're looking for a beer sampling set or whatever for the craft beer person in your life for the holiday season, you're looking to pick up some cool stuff before a holiday party, then drop on by the House of Hops where they got all sorts of fun stuff. You can do all the mixes and everything else. Get some interesting craft beers, and you can order that online. They got curbside pickup. Just walk in and browse. They got 24 beers on tap. We thank the House of Hops for sponsoring the 919 Beer Podcast. This is one of the last three podcasts of the year. Next week, I believe, will be at Eastside, Bond Brothers Eastside.
You guys will.
Wayne and I have alerted them to the fact that we're going to be there?
I leave that to you.
Oh, okay. All right.
You're Mr. Bond Brother.
Okay. I mean, it's not a problem.
So,
it's jazz night over there.
And I'm guessing we should probably do the podcast before the smooth jazz starts to play, right?
We should, yeah.
You play jazz flute.
Yeah. So you let me know. I have that day off, so we can show up whenever.
We'll just come over to the house about 1 and we'll get started.
You know what?
I mean, you might want to make
sure. I might actually take you up on
you
that.
Might want to make sure you got that fresh Uber ride. But
that might be an Uber day.
Next Thursday too, so.
That might be an Uber day. I don't know. The following week will be our last podcast of 2021 where we will do a special eggnog edition of the 919 Beer Podcast.
Probably be some bottles broken out during that one, too.
Probably.
Yeah, but we're not pouring Pappy in the eggnog.
What?
I'm going to go ahead and
That's
tell you.
That's the whole point, what? Wayne.
We're Absolutely. Not doing Pappy.
Pappy, I want to... Wayne,
Come
I want
for everybody.
Wayne, I want to break the internet.
Okay.
That's Egg the whole Winkle. Point. I want to get store-bought eggnog and then pour Pappy in it and take a TikTok and then have people lose their freaking minds. That's the whole point of the night, Wayne.
All right, well...
Let's make everyone hate us.
Seriously, think of the engagement.
Are we going to use the 23?
I don't care what it is. I just want it to be Pappy. And I want it to be in, I don't know, we could put it in a cookout shake. That'll really get people nuts.
Yeah, that would be so good. Cookout, eggnog cookout shakes
with
Pappy floaters.
Over ready
ice. Oh my goodness. I see a collab in the making, actually.
Over ready ice.
Yes!
Oh, ready ice. Yeah, I got to tell my ready ice story.
Oh, God.
We'll do that in a second. Are you ready for this, Wayne?
Absolutely.
I'm preparing you.
I'm as ready and
I am so
I'm as ready as ice could be.
All right. I'm going to pick up the eggnog milkshake from the cookout there on Walnut. Bring it over.
Loving I thought this. We were doing fancy eggnog.
That is a fancy eggnog.
Yeah, we're going to
because we're taking
we're
a cookout
explore the
shake.
World of eggnog.
We're going to take a cookout shake and put Pappy in it.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
I'm fine with that.
The TikTok is going to get a million views.
People are going to hate us. People,
they
are. Amazing.
People are going to they're going to lose their freaking
minds. I don't know what I'm talking about maybe pulling out the Utopias again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been rumored.
I didn't know it was going to be that kind of party.
Like I said, man, you come to my house.
I said I am part of this party next Thursday,
Kelly.
For sure.
You never know.
Thank you.
Well, that would be 2 weeks. Next Thursday's Bomber on the east side. Weeks. Then 2 weeks.
Okay, well, then we're hanging out. Yeah, no, we're hanging out for the next 3 weeks. This is great. I'm excited.
Yeah, Wayne, you got time to prepare for this.
Never need to prepare. Just open up the doors to the pantry, man. Step right in.
All right, so a couple quick stories before we talk about what's going on with Raleigh Brewing. So, Wayne, because you are a celebrity in your own right, you...
In my own mind, at least.
Well, no. I mean, come on. It's Wayne from the 919 Beer Podcast. Did you run into a celeb in South Carolina? What'd you do?
Well, it's funny.
He was a celeb first in South Carolina.
Typically, when I roll into Charleston, I go to Lewis Barbecue pretty quickly after I get there.
Yeah.
And then I'll usually catch on the way out so I can bring some home. But... I got down there about 4:30 or 5 on Monday afternoon, and I decided I wanted to start my tour of fancier restaurants of Charleston that night instead of going to Lewis. Not that Lewis isn't fancy, because it is. So on the way out on Friday afternoon, about 3:30, I stop by Lewis, and I pull up, and I see all of these TV cameras. I'm like, what is going on here? They must have known I was coming. So anyway... Big Mo Kayson, who was one of the judges on, I think it's Barbecue Pit Masters.
Myron Nixon. And
Myron, all those guys. Mo had just sat down. As I was walking up, he literally walked over and sat down at the picnic table, and they put a plate of food in front of him, and then Lewis sat down with him, and they started talking about the food, and it was just cool to see him there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've had your brisket. That's a big statement.
What makes it so good?
You know, it's a simple salt and pepper is all they put on it, and they put it in a smoker and smoke it overnight. And you know, he's never really given his secrets, but it is incredible. Yeah. And you can get lean, or you can get fatty, or you can get the mix.
I get
the mix, and it's so good.
I'm gonna isolate that audio from Adam. Anyway,
but it was cool seeing Big Mo there, and I was still there when they finished shooting. But he was surrounded by his people, so I didn't go up.
His posse.
One person did go up and ask him for a pick or something. I just wasn't going to be that guy. But, it was cool to see him there.
Instead, Wayne stayed off and, just on the perimeter and filmed the whole thing. Recorded the whole thing.
I did about a minute. When I first walked up, I did about a minute of it. And then I left. But no, it was a fun week in Charleston. I hit some cool places. I've been to Husk before, but I had never been to their whiskey bar.
Yeah, okay. So you went to the bar.
So I went to the whiskey bar, right. And really very very small, only like 7-8 seats at the bar, and there's some seating upstairs. But I was able to get a seat at the bar as soon as I walked in, and ate bar food. So I got the burger and fries. Their fries are to die for. The burger was great, but the fries were incredible. And did a bourbon flight. Just really cool. Really cool. But I had a good time. I hit quite a few places.
You met a couple listeners in your class.
I did, yeah. Huh. So in my class, I was down there for a commercial real estate class. And we had a social on Thursday night. The class was Tuesday to Friday, so we had a social on Thursday night. And there were 5 or 6 people from Greenville, North Carolina. They're from all over the East Coast, even a couple from the Midwest, one person from Texas as well in this class. I think it's about 30, 32 people. And I'm talking to the – and there was a lot of young people. I was by far the oldest one other than the instructor in the class. But I was talking to a couple of the guys from Greenville, and something came up. Oh, because I was drinking a craft beer in this place that was truly a dive bar. Mm-hmm. Salty Mike's in Charleston, down by the marina. It is a pool hall dive bar, and I'm drinking a craft beer, and the guys, we're talking craft beer, and he goes, yeah, I used to listen to Joe Ovius when I was beer making podcast. Deliveries before I got into real estate, and he used to talk about this 919 Beer Podcast. I went, yeah, that's us. He's like, that's you? You do that? He goes, yeah, now that I listen, I can tell. So it was kind of funny. It was funny. So then his buddy came over, and it was kind of cool. So
there you go. Just another satisfied beer podcast listener.
It was. Yeah. He said, I still listen. He says, it happens, man.
I haven't seen anybody promoting the 919 Beer Podcast in their Spotify Wrapped on social media, though. It makes me sad.
Well, we can probably make that happen.
I need to see more people shouting us out on the Spotify Wrapped.
I don't use Spotify.
Neither do I. And also, I'd like to point out that most of you listen to actual radio, but that's neither here nor there.
And then this past weekend, I was in Bald Head Island.
Look at you living the life, Wayne.
Says the guy who was in Florida.
For a very restful weekend.
Good for you.
Yeah, I think in Ballhead at this time of year, it's cold. It's, you know, 30s, wind blowing. Oof. Not a whole lot you can do at Ballhead Island.
Wayne never left. Got out of his room.
That's not true. We stayed at the inn on Ballhead Island. So it was a bed and breakfast. So every morning they had a great breakfast, and then they'd have a wine from 5 to 6. I mean,
nice.
It was fun.
Sounds nice. Sounds good bougie. Time.
So what's your ready ice story?
So the other day, just, you know, being silly, I had forgotten some time ago, a few weeks ago, like ice prices have stayed the same, but the bags have gotten smaller. They used to be 10 and 20, and now they're 7 and 16.
It's like a 5-pound bag of sugar is now 4.
It's the Cadbury cream egg effect.
Yes. It's the Breyers ice cream.
It's everything.
15 effect. Years ago.
Reese's cup. Yep. Yeah, all that stuff. Things are getting smaller, but they get more
shrinkflation.
Expensive. Yes.
Right? So
tell me about it.
I just, to make a little levity, you know, stop by the gas station, grab a bag of ice. I'm like,
You're not complaining about your neighborhood on social media?
That's just people not using sidewalks. That's anywhere.
I had to text Adam the other day. It's like, dude, take that stuff to next door.
Adam, that's complaining?
Right. I know, right?
I don't complain. I just bring issues to light.
Yes.
I bring things
to
light.
You are that guy on next door. Anyway, you're one step away from saying, you know, I saw somebody walking.
He
from
may
house
very well
house.
Be that guy on next door. That's Adam.
We got plenty of ring cam footage on our neighborhood Facebook page.
I'm glad you're providing for surveillance.
To just, you know, bring a little levity in these uncertain times,
of course,
of Omicron variant and all this other stuff, the Ghislaine Maxwell trial and all this. I said. This is what I said. I said everybody's all preoccupied with this stuff and Lincoln Riley going to USC. Yeah. Nobody's paid attention to the fact that Ready Ice has gone from a 10-pound bag to a 7-pound bag and the price stayed the same. Well, Ready Ice, I tagged them in it, Ready Ice responded, like, with the total, like, corporate...
The corporate line, of course.
Like, thing, and their last line was like, you know, we just want to provide the best service possible and make sure we're readily available for our customers. And I said, don't you mean readily available?
Yeah.
And we had a good little back and forth exchange.
You guys felt something?
And it took them a while. Mm-hmm. They finally responded. And I said, oh, good. I'm glad you responded. I wasn't sure. I just thought you were giving me the cold shoulder.
Wow.
Wow. And many puns ensued, including, Sean Lilly Wilson, Whit Baker, a whole slew of...
Oh, I'm sure they all contributed.
Pundits,
I see.
Like to measure in there. It was a nice little Monday
commentary
morning.
Commentary was just chilling.
Yeah, it was a chilling commentary, Sean said. No, it was an enjoyable thing because, like, I mean, I'm not calling out Ready Ice. I was just being silly and...
Oh, no, they don't know it yet, but they're sponsoring Beer Con next year.
Yeah, they're
going to
be sponsoring Beer Con.
They don't know it yet.
We're going to work in on that one.
We're working on Doritos.
Thank you for Ready Ice sponsoring my social media Monday.
No, I was in Florida visiting my brother, went to Universal, did the Hogwarts stuff, which is fun, went to the Simpsons area. I was very excited that I guess they had a keg that had not kicked of their Dufftoberfest.
Wow.
it's late November, and I'm like, you still got the Dufftoberfest? All right, I'll take
it. Wasn't very popular, huh?
I guess not, because I guess people just want a Flaming Mo or a Duff or a Duff Light. But I actually had it. I think Duff is made by the people who make the Duff beer at Universal is Florida Beer Company, and they make fine beer. I also had... It was a brewery from Hialeah, Florida, which is where my dad where my dad grew up after immigrating from Cuba. And my dad was very excited to try this. It was one of the worst beers I've ever had.
Ouch.
What made it so bad?
It's like somebody had actually accidentally put some sparkling water in a beer. Like it just, I get you're going for light beer, but there is such a thing as too light a beer. And like it wasn't even, shout out to Michelob Ultra, which had time and place. It wasn't even at the level of Michelob Ultra in terms of beer flavor. There's like nothing to
it. The time is always in a place on the shelf.
Well, yeah, whatever. We're on the golf course. Right. So anyway, it was, my brother and I were both like, why are we even drinking this? Of course, my dad, you know, drinks it, and he's like, psh. He's like, this just tells me you guys, like, basically my dad was joking about, like, you guys never grew up poor, so this wouldn't, like, this wouldn't hit for you.
How bad was it? I mean, can you give us a comparison to a now defunct North Carolina brewery bad?
A defunct?
Oh, jeez.
North Carolina brewery? Give me a pool to choose from, Wayne.
No, all right, we're going to move on.
Yeah. Give me a pool to choose from.
We're not here to tear people down.
Yeah, that's not what this podcast is
talking about. No, they're
about
Raleigh Brewing right now.
Wow, okay, there's that. It's a defunct brewery. Okay, then.
Kick them when they're down.
Wow, Wayne.
It's worth a shot. I mean, there's a reason you're out of business.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway.
You know who's still in business?
Well, I mean,
Raleigh Brewing is still in business.
Raleigh. Hey, Kelly.
We've made Kelly sit through all of that before we can. But you know what? That's the toll you had to pay.
Oh. Wow. Hey.
Speaking of puns.
Hey. Here we go.
Well played.
I almost feel like we should start with the oatmeal stout, which we didn't start with it, but that's the beer that you guys have been making for a very, very long time.
Yes.
And I see it. I see the signs for it. I see it on tap and at various places.
You see the signs on 540 because it's a
toll. So maybe I'm asking you this because I feel like I might be misreading this. I feel like most North Carolina breweries or Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill area breweries, their signature beer, the one that I associate, might be an IPA or it might be, sour, whatever. You guys actually, at least for me, when I think Raleigh Brewing, I think
the toll. Awesome.
That are first squeeze. Oh, but I do think of the toll. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong in that? Is that one of your bigger movers?
Yep. It's one of the longest running. So it's a seasonal for us. Okay. But it is like one of our longest running seasonals. And it was probably one of the very first ones that we did too. Mm-hmm. So back in the day, it was the Miller's Toll, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, we got slapped a little cease and desist maybe. but then, you know, that's like when you know you've made it, right? You're like, all right, cool. We're on the radar of the big dogs and they're not happy with us. So the toll. And it has maintained since then, and it's still very popular. Of course, we do variants of it too. We'll do bourbon barrel aged variants. Come January, I believe it's January 22nd this year, 2022. Yeah, January 22nd, 2022. Look at that. We'll be having a toll party, and that's a ticketed event at the brewery. So, yeah, it definitely has a following for sure.
You don't think Hell Yes, Ma'am, Joe?
No.
Really?
That's our most popular.
I think the
toll. I don't think Hell Yes, Ma'am. I think the toll when I think Raleigh Brewing.
I enjoy the toll.
Yeah.
I like it.
But yeah, Hell Yes, Ma'am.
And I'll destroy some first squeeze in the summertime.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah.
Well, so let's back it up. We started with two lagers, actually.
Yep, we sure did.
Just why wouldn't we?
Yeah. Crispy boys.
Your Czech Pilsner and your new one, Royal, the Black Lager.
Yep, the Black Lager. You got it.
Okay, so... Moravian Rhapsody,
yep.
Been around since the start.
Just about, yeah.
Been in cans for a very long time.
Yes.
Royal is a seasonal.
Royal is a seasonal. It's a very limited release seasonal, so we anticipate...
But it is in cans.
Yep, it is in cans, as here, and it's in kegs, and it's one of those that it's very limited. We expect to be sold out of the Royal probably in 2-3 weeks.
It's very tasty.
Thank you very much.
It's only 4.3%.
Yep.
But it's got a whole lot of flavor.
Very crushable. Very drinkable.
Yeah.
Lots of flavor. Good malt. Good toast. Really kind of a light roast, actually, but not super bitter.
No. So, no. It's
very smooth.
I love Schwarz beers, black lagers, whatever you want to call them.
I didn't realize it was still being made. Like, people still make those types of beers.
Truly, it's kind of a style that I'm seeing a little bit more and more of out in the market. Like, we've been doing this for a few years now, but I just had one from Burial the other day. Mm-hmm. I was in an account, and a rep from, I think it was Crystal Coast Brewing, they've got one available now. So, yeah.
Mason Jar just released, I think, is releasing Stick Barn next week.
I was going to say, yeah, Mason Jar, I know, has one, of course. So, yeah.
Well, Stomping Grounds. Don't be like that. Okay. Don't try to start something. I was down there yesterday drinking it.
I saw Happy Place in the cooler at the market on Ballhead. It's like, I almost took a picture. Back in the day, I would have taken a picture and sent it to him. But
instead, now you just pour one.
He didn't care anymore. He didn't care.
He doesn't care.
So, both really tasty lagers. very easy to drink. Mm-hmm. Bohemian Rat or Bohemian.
Easy.
I don't know where.
Speaking of C&Ds, don't need to get Kelly in trouble.
Moravian Rhapsody is 5.2% and mm-hmm. and Royal
is 4.3%.
It's 4.3 and yep. super tasty. Yep. Now we just opened Western Boulevard,
which is our West Coast IPA. And I'm seeing a resurgence of that too. I mean, they never really went away, of course. But, you know, we had the hazy revolution. And it seems that, not that hazies are going away, but I do feel like taste buds are starting to trend back a little bit to the left coast. So,
yeah. So, do you know? I read the description. Mm-hmm. On the nose, you'll find sweet citrus, fruit, and pine.
Yep.
You'll taste grapefruit resin and a touch of honey. Do you know what hops are in this by chance or no?
Oh, gosh, I'm getting quizzed right now.
It's no big deal. I just I always like to ask because I like to see how different hops. I like people to see, be able to know how different hops play.
I know for sure there's Cascade, which is, you know, classic West Coast style. There's some Simcoe in there. There's like three others, and I can't remember them off the top of my head. I'm a terrible sales rep. So.
Very tasty. It's a very...
You're not trying to make the beer, you're just trying to sell it.
Yep.
And this one's 6.7%, so this is not going to be the all-day drink. What's the matter?
I'll be right back. I'm getting more cups.
Wow. Wow.
Joe's
taking a time out to go get more cups because he doesn't want a little bit of darkness in his
diva today, not Adam.
Well,
Joe, you only need to grab one cup because the rest of us may
just drink it out of the can, Joe. I mean...
Stop it.
We don't.
I don't need you guys talking about being divas.
Juice guys. I don't need juice
definitely
guys.
Definitely not.
It's a good thing you weren't on the microphone saying that, Joe, because that.
Can talk louder.
Wow. So. So these are all. Obviously, you guys have your own canning line.
Mm-hmm.
The limited releases and the seasonals, can they be found out?
Yeah.
In the wild.
Anywhere, or are they mainly like bottle shop focused?
So
what's the deal?
The limited release, like the Royal, for example, is such a small run. We're not really aiming for grocery for that. That's definitely more bottle shop centric. The Toll, bottle shop and some grocery, like Lowe's Foods, I know has picked it up before. We've been on draft and Lowe's with that as well. But yeah, with the seasonals, bottle shop heavy. Limited release.
And of course, a tap room.
Yeah, of course, tap room. Absolutely. In fact, like right now, we have a seasonal that we oversold. It went so well. It was the Holiday Bash, which is a winter warmer spiced ale. We actually kind of had to pull back from the market so we could have a little bit more in the tap room, enough to actually carry us over to next week for our
holiday bash, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for the Holiday Bash.
Tell us about what's going on at the Holiday Bash. That's a perfect introduction.
Yeah, look at that segue. I knew what I was doing. So the Holiday Bash, it's a party that we're having at the brewery. And it's something that we've done year over year. I think this one, though, compared to years past, is a little bit more involved. It's kid-friendly during the day, so it's Saturday, December 11th. We'll kick off at 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, and I say kid-friendly, but, you know, adults like bounce houses, too, I think. So
are the adults allowed in the bounce houses?
I don't see why not, okay. As far as I know.
Yeah, it's a numbers game at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
So. If you're an adult, I don't know if you want to be in a bounce house with the kids because you're just asking for a twisted ankle.
So
even without kids, that might be happening. I had a friend tear her ACL.
Old people shouldn't do things like that. Old people shouldn't do kid things.
No.
But, says the guy who's 17 years younger than me and can barely walk the last couple of weeks.
Oh,
because I've had an old back my whole life.
Yeah, well,
it's the shoulder problems.
You could be like Jillio and just go get some surgery.
Easy on the old dude, man.
So
I'm just saying, I'm including myself in that.
Okay. Anyway, back to Cali.
Okay. All good. So yeah, bounce house. The big man himself is coming down from the North Pole.
Okay.
So Santa will be on site for a couple hours. You know, sit on his lap if you'd like. That's fine too. Yeah, that's not limited to kids, I don't think.
I'm trying to think the last time I was at an event. I've been at Raleigh Brewing a couple times, but I was in an event there pre-COVID, maybe the fall or summer before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an outdoors, huge event. Like food trucks, bands.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. It was a good time, though.
They have a lot. They have
a
bunch of them.
Yeah, I mean, you guys draw really well for your events.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
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 And then, yeah, so it's 1 to 6 is kind of, you know, the kids portion of the day. We'll also have local vendors out for anybody. I know one of the other kind of things that we're featuring is actually like a gift wrapping station. So for, you know, come bring your gifts and get them wrapped and kind of save a little time at home. Yeah, why not? You know, they're right. Like, I'm sure some folks will be taking advantage of that.
I'm assuming that's like for a charity thing.
Right, I was gonna say.
So there is a charity. I know we're doing a food drive as well. So bring canned goods. It's kind of it's a little bit of everything during the day. And then after hours, when the lights go, or the sun goes down, I guess, a little bit more adult friendly. And we'll have like tacky sweater contest.
You're going to have a sweatpants contest? Because Adam can get
I'd be there.
Listen, you got to get back from Disney first.
Old nasty sweatpants.
I actually threw my charcoal ones away that had the big hole in the knee.
I can't believe Bridge is not.
I finally threw them away almost yesterday.
I can't believe she's not a hot because she Thanks hates those things up. As bad as I do.
I thought I'm against sweatpants. I don't believe
Why
in sweatpants.
Why are you against sweatpants? Are you the kind that goes home and just wears jeans?
Yeah, what do you wear at home? What do you hang out in?
That's my business.
I wear sweatpants, but not the...
Fair.
I mean...
No, I wear...
Have you seen those Chris Burns is wearing daily? I mean, he doesn't wear my sweatpants anymore. Burns is...
No, sweatpants... Okay,
this
so here...
Okay. formal wear.
This is formal wear.
I don't like sweatpants. In general,
like sweatpants, what?
especially out in public.
But these are
I don't need to see people in sweatpants
out in
public.
Adam wears the old school like Champions, big heavy cotton that get baggy and grow on you. They never shrink back.
But I got the booster.
I thought women like guys in gray sweatpants.
Well, there's a certain type.
Yeah, there is a certain type. If you're advertising,
whatever.
There's that too. So if you have something to advertise.
But not the ones that are like, now, they're so baggy, they're 4 sizes too big for you. And
I advertise
also
my
like
stylish sweatpants.
Like the ones that are like cinched, like the cinched cuff.
Oh, yeah. You're talking
exactly
about.
I don't have. They're uncuffed.
Are you talking about.
My sweatpants. Because he took the string out.
My sweatpants are uncuffed.
The elastic
No, the problem is they're uncuffed and they're too long, so they've all ripped at the bottom. I have to keep cutting them shorter.
They're all.
And now
there's nothing wrong.
They're like sweatpants jams.
There's nothing wrong with being uncuffed. It's a normal thing. We should normalize that, okay? So,
I also wear sweatpants turtlenecks. Is that what you're saying?
Oh my God.
So, I realized I actually had a pair of sweatpants, and I actually wore sweatpants for the first time in a really, really long time because I got the booster shot.
Like sweatpants?
Like, I don't even wear socks to bed, man. Like,
I need to wear be socks to bed.
No,
some people wear socks to bed.
Like, I think people, no, those are like sociopaths. Maybe even psychopaths.
Actually, I have a coworker who will go to bed with like a hoodie on, sweatpants, socks.
No way.
If I'm cold, I will too, but.
Yeah.
No,
I just get more blankets.
Just get more blankets.
But that was me after I got the booster. No. Like, I didn't have a fever, but I had like the typical, at least my effects on the booster were I got like shakes and chills and aches. Sweatpants, hoodie, 3 blankets on, and I was still cold, man. It was ridiculous. But I realized, I had sweatpants. Let me.
Adam just complained for 3 days about the booster shot.
Let me.
Adam.
It was
complained.
4. I was sore.
Let me dial back my sweatpants take real quick. I don't have any issues with sweatpants if you're rocking them around the house. It's when you decide to wear those sweatpants out.
I wear my athletic wear outside. I wear my sweatpants inside the house. I don't show up in public in my sweatpants.
And not true.
I wear my Adidas.
I'm not showing up in public in my sweatpants.
When do I wear like my ratty sweatpants?
And I'm usually wearing boxers around the house. Whatever.
Where was the last time I was with you and Bridge and she was complaining about you wearing sweatpants out and how bad they were? I guess from the day we met over at Linwood, but... Yeah, you've got some bad ones. I'll point them out the next time you come out with them.
I don't go out in my sweatpants.
I told him he could not wear these to the office.
Yeah, no, I do not. No, I don't, but not. I do have 2 pairs
like
of
if
Adidas.
If I see you at Target wearing sweatpants,
athletic gear,
you should be ashamed.
Okay. No, man, I've got good ones. You gave me a pair.
Athleisure, it was the NC Adam, State. Are we sure?
What? No, if it's athleisure gets into a different.
That's what it is.
That's
what it is. But I do have ratty sweatpants that I wear around the house.
Sure.
Because I adore
Did you
that.
Say leisure sweatpants?
Athleisure.
That's what Chris Athleisure. Burns is wearing.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. He rocks it.
But that's
it.
His daily rock.
He
that's
rocks
his daily
it. Yeah.
what he wears.
Yeah.
Because he told me, he says, I just gave up. I'm wearing those every day now.
He's not, though. He's lost his COVID weight. He's dropped like
Has
15
he?
Pounds.
Yeah.
yeah,
for him.
That's what he said. Yeah.
Well, it's because he's single again.
Jeez, man.
Wow.
Pew, pew, pew.
There's some truth to
pew,
that,
pew,
though.
Pew.
Single as well, and you do. You lose the weight.
Chris, you know I love you, man.
We just fire. firing them off today.
I know. You're on it today, Wayne.
I've been defunct, gone for 3 weeks, defunct, man. I got a lot of catching up to do.
Brewery, Joe.
Wow.
Okay, so.
Light a match and walk away.
Season's greetings from Wayne over here.
So let's talk about your other location.
Oh, now he wants to switch subjects.
Oh, okay,
change subjects.
You've got, you've got the Arboretum.
Yep.
Tap room.
That's right.
At the airport, right?
Yeah, we have a tap room out at the airport. So if you happen to be flying out, stop by. Get some
when is
Raleigh
it too early
beer.
To go to the airport?
Do we go hang out at the airport?
We could.
Could we?
I mean, you have to have a ticket to get that far back.
Yeah, you need
a ticket.
Yeah, in the concourse.
Yeah, it's in the actual concourse.
But yeah, if you are flying out of RDU, flying into RDU, yeah. Absolutely.
It's in Terminal 2.
Terminal 2.
Do you sell a package there for people to pick up and take with them?
I believe we do, Wayne. Yeah, I do believe so.
Okay. Yep.
And yeah, the Arboretum opened actually, and that for anybody who's wondering, it's like what, Western Parkway and Harrison?
Harrison.
Yeah, Western and Harrison, that area.
Yep.
And
in the same with Roost Chris, same complex with Roost Chris.
Exactly. And that actually opened like in the midst of COVID 2020. So it was June of 2020. We have like a run club there on Thursdays at 6:30. Monday is kind of a, sale day, so to speak, and, cater it. We want industry folks to come by and hang out and have drinks with us. And yeah, so Arboretum, but we haven't even had like an official like grand opening yet. So I think that's something that's in the works for spring 22.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What did you just pour more of?
I just grabbed more of the Royal.
Ah. Yeah, I need some
big
more
Lord fan.
Yeah, no, help yourself. It's fine.
Stop.
Honestly, that's what goes through my head every time when open this beer.
I love Black Lager.
I'm kind of sad her new album.
Did you get some more Toll? Or did you get some Toll,
Jim? I did not. I'll take whatever you have left.
Wait, hang on. It's right there in front of you.
It's right in front of you.
I was like, I thought we passed it
down. You're too busy, like, spewing out your hate for sweatpants. I don't know where that vitriol came from, but
it's about trying, Adam. It's about trying. Show me that you care.
It's about comfort for me. I love being comfortable.
Okay. Fair enough.
I told Bridge I was going to work on his wardrobe now that he's coming into the office.
Oh, yeah.
He's a professional.
This is the worst I've dressed all week.
Yeah, this is casual day for both of us because we knew that we're in for a couple hours this morning.
It's funny that I'm actually dressed nicer than both of you today.
I know, right?
I showed up to the brewery last night and people were like, whoa.
Right.
They don't know. They can't handle this.
I know. I showed
they
up
can't handle professional
can't
Adam.
You had like a collar shirt on?
Real
like,
person
the
Adam.
Like, what was
like, I actually do have some really nice clothes. It's just a matter of wearing them.
Yeah. It's funny because.
Consistently.
Somebody showed up, showed up at the office the other day because she also works with us on the real estate side. Mm-hmm. And, I've got on just a pair of jeans, but I had on a nice shirt and a sweater over, and she's like, oh, you got dressed up for us, didn't you? I went, no, this is kind of what I've been wearing.
There you go.
This is the look I'm going with this winter.
Flexing that cashmere.
I know. Oh, look at you, big fancy pants. So
cashmere.
I just go with whatever Lance and flannel sale I can get on. So, Kelly, I'm curious, as we kind of wrap up 2021, we weren't, at the beginning of the year, we were not out of it, so to speak, with the pandemic, and I have fond memories, if you can call them fond memories, of actually going to tap rooms before the vaccine and sitting outside, and there was like nobody there. I enjoyed it, because you could walk up, you could get your beer. There was a heater.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah,
it was fine. I know at the Arboretum or at the original location, you've got your little outdoor area and things like that. But once you got to summer and where things are now, is it back to normal?
Or was there even
more of a demand as people were just kind of cooped up and just ready to go?
So I will say, and granted, like I started with Raleigh back at the end of August.
Okay.
And it was just after the mask mandate got put back into place.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that though, and just me myself as a consumer, I feel like people were pent up. They were ready to get out.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say we have noticed just in general in the industry, out in the market, that it's definitely not back to normal. I feel like we were kind of heading in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
That mask mandate got put into place again, and then that kind of it stalled out a little bit.
I was talking to another brewery, and the thing that they told me that I thought I did not take into account because I'm not living it every day, mm-hmm. is the weekdays.
Yeah.
Where post-work, but if nobody's going to work still.
That's exactly right.
You're not necessarily hitting up the tap room yep. on your way back home.
Yep.
So that's definitely cut into, that's why it's not, even though you might go on the weekend and it looks normal,
sure.
it's during yeah. the week where it's really affected, right?
Yep. Yeah, okay. I would say so too. It's definitely a little quiet sometimes, but mm-hmm. I will say like when it comes to like our, like the OG tap room, you know, the brewery itself, mm-hmm. the tap room there, like we have, I feel like enough like kind of after hours events. Like we've got a cycling club that brings out a ton of people.
Oh,
there's
I bet.
So many cyclists in the area and they're big on that. And so like, that's always a really busy evening. Run club as well. Always mm-hmm. seems to draw a good crowd. I know some nights we'll have trivia. But it's definitely, you know, we're not back to normal yet. And you're seeing that in the market too, but I mean, it's better than last year for sure, you know, but it's just not quite at 100% yet. So
one thing that since I'm actually commuting now, and it's interesting because when, like you were talking about, like when everything was coming out of being locked down, but people were working from home. So your hometown yeah. tap room got the attention, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Your outskirts tap room. Like they right. really did.
Right. And mm-hmm. now that I'm commuting, it's like, so I'm in Cary mm-hmm. a lot. And,
yeah.
and Wayne and I are at Bond a lot.
Uh-huh.
And pharmacy and those mm-hmm. places. It's just interesting to see how, now that I'm actually out and about and I get to visit other places.
Yeah.
Now that he's not in the industry and has some free
right.
time.
Yeah, now yeah. that I'm not like... Yeah. underwater at my own place, like
right.
yeah, it's really interesting to see how the others are doing and how people are supporting how people are visiting them, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the pattern.
Yeah, yeah. Like if are you at home or are you coming home and then you're going out, or are you going to grab a couple beers with some coworkers because you're back in the office mm-hmm. and then you go home.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. For
yeah,
sure.
It's an yeah. interesting It's interesting to observe.
It is. I agree. And definitely, and like my territory for work is definitely a little more like I'm not downtown Raleigh. I'm
yeah. What
ITV.
Is your territory
like,
now?
I'm Southwest Wake County, Durham, Chapel Hill. Like, and I do think like in the more suburban type areas, like I don't think they've, and I could be wrong, but like, I don't think that they have felt it as hard as like downtown has, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just,
I think I'm in agreement yeah. on how downtown has truly been affected the most by all this. We're not yeah. quite there yet. So yeah.
what are yeah. you seeing in Durham and Chapel Hill? Because those, if people think the Triangle is all one homogenous
yeah.
place, mm-hmm. it's not.
No, not
it's
at all.
Definitely not. And Durham and Chapel Hill, I know when I was in talking to my sales guys, they were completely different markets.
Mm-hmm.
Especially from Raleigh.
Yep.
And I know Durham was really hesitant to come out of like masking and things mm-hmm. like that when things were mm-hmm. seeming better. So mm-hmm. what are you seeing now?
That's a great question. I am honestly still learning those markets very much. But I will say Durham as a whole, like I just don't know what it was like before. I never really worked in Durham before.
Sure.
I was always like Raleigh, Wake County.
Yeah.
But there's definitely still like you walk into some places and, you know, the mask thing is like still very important to them.
Are they opening back up in Durham though? Like, are the businesses opening back up? Because I know there were several that were just still not open.
Gotcha.
In those areas. That's what I mean. Yeah. Like just
folks are up and running.
Okay.
That's for sure.
Good.
They're up and running. And, you know, downtown Durham, like, I think the neat thing in Durham is that places are continuing. I've seen places continue to open. And maybe some folks kind of, like, might have, like, hit pause on alcohol sales during COVID, but now they're picking back up and they're renewing their permits and things like that. So I'm seeing more of that happening, I feel like, in Durham. But, no, things are open, it seems. And not even it seems. No, they're definitely open.
Yeah.
So,
and it's
yeah.
definitely location. Downtown Cary, because I've been down there now mm-hmm. for about 4 years, and it obviously slowed down during COVID,
mm-hmm.
but you go down to downtown Cary right now, and it's like it never happened.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's every place, is packed, and they may not have as many tables as they did previously, things like that, but it's packed.
I think what's been helpful with Carrie is that the mask mandate's been lifted.
It has.
Like I had an event at pharmacy, which love pharmacy, and it was rocking and rolling. Yep. And it was even a rainy evening. Like, it rained for a little bit. We know how rain can deter drinkers.
Sure.
Like, yeah. And no, it was, there was a full crowd the whole time. It was consistent. So folks are definitely out and about.
Yeah. And it's not just pharmacy. You go to Bond, it's not just Bond. Yeah. You go to Triangle, and you really hit all the spots in downtown Cary. Now, I don't get out of downtown Cary a whole lot to go to other places. So I can't speak to what's happening at Preston or at Waverly or those other places outside, but downtown is absolutely rolling.
I agree. Yeah. Completely agree. I see it.
So, Kelly, what can people look forward to? Obviously, we got the holiday festivities.
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Got that, and then going into 2022.
So, 2022, as far as beer goes, we have a couple things. We have a couple ideas brewing.
Ha-ha.
Ha-ha. Oh, yeah.
I don't get it.
Bye. We're looking at really kind of like ramping up small batch, limited release production.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing I think that's great about Raleigh and that I love about Raleigh is that we're very consistent and we have a solid core lineup of beers. And small batch is really the next place where we have a lot of room to grow. And starting early 2022, some ideas that are in the works are a super dry New Zealand hopped IPA, a Mole Porter, a coffee blonde to kind of like emulate or like, you know, replicate like a White Russian. So we have a few things kind of in the works. And yeah, so but it sounds like, I mean, I think we're all very hopeful, at least like at the brewery. For 2022 and for early 2022. So
very cool.
Yeah, very positive outlook for sure.
Well, thanks for hanging out and dealing with our shenanigans today.
Anytime.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to be showing up for the Pappy cookout night, right?
I just texted Jay and Jeremy to see if they would allow us to.
I am.
Oh,
there.
Do you even be at Eastside
next week?
It's next week, yeah.
We're talking 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking in 2 weeks.
I'm at all of them. I mean, this is happening now. Like, I'm actually, like, let it be known, Raleigh Brewing, that the next two Thursdays I'm booked.
Yeah, you're good. You're out.
Yeah,
you're
out. For that. I'm out of office.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was going to say, Wayne, you got to let me know about next week.
We'll do something. I mean,
okay.
I guess at the house, and we'll just go down to.
We could do that too.
To Eastside and have some bukkake and some. Jazz music.
That's perfectly fine with me as well.
Yes.
Hey, you know what we can do? We can sit on the tailgate of the pickup truck. I'll pull my truck down there.
All I need is a power supply.
You can plug it right into the truck, man.
All right. Yeah. I just need a three prong.
We'll tailgate at
all right. Side. You know what?
What time does Yaz start?
7, I think.
7 o'clock.
Okay. I mean, do the podcast at like 5.
Yeah.
Sure.
That place is a later crowd than regular Bond.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a different time. It's a cool spot.
Right. That's why I've been wanting to do the podcast from there.
Yeah.
So
it's a cool spot.
So we'll be out there. We'll be out there next week doing a podcast.
Come see them. I will not be there
because you'll be at Disney.
Follow me and Ready Ice on social media at Disney.
Kelly, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Big shout out to House Hops for sponsoring the 919 Beer Podcast as well. 24 beers on tap. Get all of your holiday festivity needs at House of Hops. Be the cool person who shows up to the party with the cool beer. And they have it at House of Hops. And even with the New Year stuff, too. You know, ringing the New Year with some fancy stuff. Not utopious, but, you know, fancy stuff.
And you could.
I mean, spring beers will be out in a week and a half?
I think they're already out now. Yeah. I think they're right next to the bathing suits.
Get the spring beers while you can.
By the way, you know, now you mention it, I was at a supermarket the other day, and they had, I'm not going to say the brewery, but they still had pumpkin beers.
Just say it.
Say it. Noda.
They
That's a gold medal. That's a GABF gold medal winning beer.
Yeah, I saw that.
So they still had their pumpkin beer, which is a good beer. I was just shocked.
Good beer, but
I was just shocked to see it.
It happens. It happens to everybody.
Yeah, I know.
It does.
It really happens to everybody.
We'll see y'all next week.
Cheers.
Bye.
You've been listening to the 919 Beer Podcast with host Joe Ovius, Adam Eshbaugh, and Wayne Holt. Don't forget, there are many ways you can listen to this podcast, including streaming at WRALSportsFan.com, the WRAL Sports Fan app. And you can also subscribe for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, and TuneIn. This podcast also airs Saturday mornings at 8 on Buzz Sports Radio. Thanks again for listening to the 919 Beer Podcast.